Episode 20 of Two Geeks M2C. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon the Intern.
When did you become Simon the Intern? I'm Bob the Intern. You're Simon.
Okay, I'm Simon.
Okay.
I thought you were Bob the Kung Fu Master.
No, that'll never happen.
Isn't he Kung Fu Panda? Isn't that what he is with the big beard?
Yeah.
Kung Fu Bob.
It's not the beard. It's probably the tacos I ate the other
night. Okay.
Yeah. There's only two words that come to mind, Bob. What were those two words, Simon?
I have no clue.
What were the two words I sent you at the restaurant at lunch?
I don't remember.
It's something about, it was a GB, right?
I'm not repeating
that.
No.
Okay, all right, I'm not going to say
GP.
That.
GP.
Gastrointestinal bypass surgery.
Yeah, gastric bypass.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's we'll help you with those nachos. Mm. Anyway, we're the favorite, actually, who did we surpass this time?
Oh, just we've made more episodes in the Chick Geek podcast. We have more episodes.
There you go.
That's all I'd say.
Men rule, I guess.
I guess so. Are we going to get to this?
Although we're the favored podcast of Simon's wife's friends.
Yeah, we are. My wife's friends comment quite often that they actually listen
to
the show.
So housewives all across suburban Toronto. Good.
We also are the official podcast of Slow Motion Explosion.
We're
amazing
we are.
At the Alpha Combo.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if, you know, anyone has actually listened to this, but if you did and you actually heard our Oscar show.
I won.
Yeah, apparently you won.
I won.
You cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Anyway, he changed his picks. He won his Oscar pool at the house.
Yes, he got to keep the little statue.
But, Kevin, you got five.
I went to another place and had it up for an Oscar party, and I got five in the pool. Now,
right.
I think I picked some things differently than I did on the show, but probably still got
exactly my
wrong.
Point. He got 5, 17. Don't listen to him ever
That's
again.
Right. So
don't even remember
Simon
how many I got, but I know I lost.
Tapped into the zeitgeist of Hollywood. So what we thought we'd do is since we didn't actually review the majority of the movies that were in the Oscars. That we picked, even though we had seen most of them, we hadn't actually reviewed them, so we thought we would take this episode to catch up on doing our Oscar movie reviews. So we'll try to zip through this as quickly as possible, because there's a lot of films on the list.
Okay.
And the first film is Happy Go Lucky, directed by Mike Lee and starring Sally Hawkins.
I'm surprised Bob isn't in this movie, because he's pretty happy-go-lucky himself.
Not watching this movie, I wasn't. That'll give you a hint of how I felt about it.
Now, this one was nominated for Best Original Screenplay, if I remember correctly.
You are correct.
Yeah. What'd you think, guys? Bob didn't like it, I guess.
No, I didn't like it. I didn't get it. That's the problem.
The chick is happy.
Uh-huh.
She's happy-go-lucky.
I can't
remember
her name.
She's Poppy.
Poppy, that's
yes.
It. I don't know how to weird. Hi, Poppy. Yes. Come on. You cannot say you didn't like this movie. It's a fun movie.
I just said I didn't like it, so
what?
Yes, I can say that.
What did you like? It was a fun movie. She's happy.
It was all right, mm-hmm. But I just, like, I started watching it, got halfway through, and I, yeah.
Come on. You didn't enjoy the driving structure, Bob. Is that your problem? You related to the driving structure?
No, I didn't relate to the driving structure.
Yeah, you know what? I've driven with Bob a couple times. Just don't let him get ranting, and then, you know, he doesn't pay attention to the road
I think
at
this
all.
I think you're the driving structure, Bob. I think that's
no,
what you
I'm not
relate.
The driving instructor.
You felt yourself imposed on
moving
that.
On.
This is a good movie. It's fun.
It was okay.
She should have got nominated for Best Actress on Outside Chance.
She won a Golden Globe for it.
Right. She should have beat out Melissa Leo. In Frozen River. Like,
oh, my
sake.
God. Yeah, that's coming up quick.
I know, but I'm just saying, this is a movie about a girl that's happy. It's her life story. Not really her whole life, just a section of her life. And I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
A little strange in the middle when she goes to meet the bum.
Yeah.
But she's still happy-go-lucky.
I think that was her dad.
Was that her dad?
I got the impression that might be her father, yeah.
Well, I couldn't quite figure out where that was going, but I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was okay.
It's not great. It's not going to blow you away.
So if you're looking for a fun movie, it was okay.
That's it? That's our review?
Script-wise, you know, was it worthy of being a script nominee?
No.
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 No. So there you go. So if you're looking for something to fill an evening, happy-go-lucky, unless you're Bob. He wouldn't recommend that. So
come
two
on.
Out of three ain't
I'm
bad.
Sticking to my
Back
guns on it. I'm sticking to my guns on this one.
What
no.
about the driving instructor? You guys
what
didn't
about
like the movie just for the driving instructor?
No.
I thought he was okay.
I thought he was the best of the whole movie.
He's pretty funny.
I thought he was good. That's kept the movie going for me. Poppy's kind of boring.
Poppy was, you know, the fact that she was a kindergarten school teacher was perfect.
Yes.
Because she tended to treat people like that.
Yes.
Although I did find it amusing every time the driver instructor was like, Please don't bring those types of boots to wear while we're driving. Yeah. This is, you're not on doing any kind of style thing.
I loved it.
And every time she wore the same things and she just belittled him for it. Until he found love with her and then...
went nuts?
Yeah, went nuts.
I thought this movie was fun. Sorry, Bob. I disagree.
So it was okay. Anyway, next movie on our list is The Duchess, directed by Saul Dibb, starring Keira Knightley, Ray Fiennes, Dominic Cooper, Hayley Atwell.
Who's Hayley Atwell and why is she on our list?
She might be the other woman.
Yeah, that's the only woman.
She's the young girl in the movie. She's been in a couple of things.
Sure. Probably like High School Musical 8 or something.
And, hey, listen, we're all in this together, okay? And I think this movie was nominated for costume, right?
And won.
And won.
And won for best costume.
So there's no accounting for originality. We can do any period drama and it'll win the best actor.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I didn't think these costumes were
poofy costumes.
Good. I mean, compared to past winners like Elizabeth,
mm-hmm.
which were just beautifully done,
mm-hmm.
this was kind of flat for a period piece.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was boring. It's about a woman who...
Well, she's a famous historical figure in... it was in England, in
You're
her
right.
district. And her husband was... I don't know what he was. He was a duke, right?
Duke of something.
Obviously, if she's a duchess,
yes,
he was a duke, right?
Yes.
But she sort of threw her weight behind the Whigs, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, she was definitely in politics.
Yeah, and she was famous for, like, one of the things she did was, you know, vote for a Whig and she'd give you a kiss was one of the things that she was famous for. I don't think they really hinted on that.
No, they didn't touch on that at all.
But many politicians had she was a big supporter and many of the politicians were in love with her in a certain way, so.
I thought this movie was dull. Really, really dull.
I think most period dramas and the time period... wasn't that exciting.
I know. I mean she's really. Going from ball to ball,
yeah.
trying to produce an heir for Ray
Fiennes. For a guy that clearly doesn't love her and is there because it's a contract and he wants a son. And
that's it. It's all about contract. I thought this movie just falls flat. There's no original story here. Obviously, it's based on real life, but we've seen this, done this. Why do we keep going back to this period of time? Isn't there something else we can review?
I mean, I thought this was a lot interesting than other period dramas that we've seen, like Other Boleyn Girl and things like that.
That was just horrible.
Yeah.
At least this is somewhat watchable. But Intern, you have a comment?
He only saw
Not really. I could only see half the movie.
Probably fall asleep in the theater as normal.
No, yeah. I walked out.
Oh.
You walked out?
Yep.
That was not good, was it?
Because I actually thought this one wasn't as good as Elizabeth or Elizabeth the Golden Age, so.
Well, they're both excellent movies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe we reviewed them before, so.
And this is crap.
We have reviewed them, yeah.
Yes, I know.
all right, so I gave it a thumbs up. You guys down?
I'll give it a thumbs down.
Okay.
An agreement between Simon and me? No, that doesn't happen very often.
Okay, and moving on. next movie on our list is Frozen River, directed by Courtney Hunt, starring Melissa Leo and Michael O'Keefe and a bunch of other people we probably would never see.
I don't think we'll
see
Michael O'Keefe ever again.
No. So, hey, exciting stuff, Border.
This had to be one of the worst piles of crap I've ever seen in my life. I do not understand who Melissa Leo did to get into this movie or who she knows to get this nominated at all.
I'm surprised they didn't cast Margot Kidder. She would have been about
She would have been perfect. Like, this movie is
Yeah,
boring.
Honey. I work at the dollar store and I need to make
manager.
Some more money. And I'm going to smuggle drugs. Like...
Life's tough. It's a struggle.
Like, is that what the thing? Academy is looking for struggle movies? Because that's what this was awful.
Well, she was nominated for actress, right?
She wasn't that good. She was. She didn't blow me away. I mean, I thought the only heavy duty team when they whipped the baby out of the car.
Yeah, that was pretty
sad. And tossed it out and they had to go find it.
Yeah.
And I just thought the movie was flat. The acting was horrible. That Indian girl.
Mm-hmm.
Who she goes kicks in because she stole her husband's car at the beginning, and that's how she gets involved in all this.
Hey, I found it.
Yeah, that was her best line. Like, this movie was awful.
Intern's got something to say.
Oh, hold on.
Not really. I'm just gonna have to disagree with you and not give it a thumbs up, but give it a thumbs in the middle. It wasn't too bad, but I sort of enjoyed it. So
you enjoyed this?
Yeah.
What was enjoyable about it? It was depressing as hell.
Yeah, but you got to see what happened. They're crossing the border. Why they're smuggling people into the trunk? And I don't know. I just sort of enjoyed it on one level, but I can't tell you what the level was.
The movie's the Academy likes a woman in trouble. She's going to do the best for her family, and this is the best way she knows how to smuggle drugs.
Nice.
You know, understand her husband's a deadbeat, stole her money for the house. Why is her money not in the bank? I could never figure that out for the premise of the beginning of
Maybe it was a joint account.
Then, obviously, the guy... Okay, but she explains to us during the movie, he's done this before.
Yes. He's also left... He's left her and her kids.
Right, so why would she have a joint account?
Don't know.
So, the whole point of this movie at the beginning confused me. I'm like...
Apparently not everybody's as smart as you are.
Well, honestly, if you don't like the guy, don't have a joint account with the guy.
Okay.
And don't lose your house. We don't have to watch this crap.
Yeah, don't let your kid play with the fire torch as well.
Oh, the blowtorch? I like the other kid. I like when the other kid, the other kid. And then the sheriff shows up with, it was a random storyline with her kid.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
It's just dumb, this movie.
Anyway, I thought it was really dull. The last act, I was really falling asleep. I wouldn't recommend it. All right, and I guess neither did you guys, except maybe marginal
thumbs up.
So basically, crap. Move along.
All right. So next movie on our actress list again was Rachel Getting Married, directed by Jonathan Demme. Most notable, he directed Silence of the Lambs in Philadelphia. It stars Anne Hathaway, Rosemary DeWitt, and Deborah Winger. Who's Deborah Winger in this movie?
It's Deborah Winger. Yeah, she's in
it. Yeah, she's in it.
She plays her mother.
Really?
Yes, that's her mother.
Yeah, it's her mother.
Mother. I know, Deborah Winger looks different after 20 years. I would agree with you completely. Yeah, she plays her mother.
Wow.
Now, what do we think? I thought this movie was a little strange at times.
Strange, but really good. I enjoyed it. Like,
it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it as well.
I really enjoyed this movie, but I just thought it was strange where it was going, because, I mean... Well, my kid watches Elmo, and Bill Irwin, who plays her dad, is one of the characters on Elmo. So I find it kind of strange, because Bill Irwin's wearing a wig. I'm like, that's Bill Irwin in a wig.
Well, I mean, Rachel has had problems with substance abuse in the past. And one of the things that happened was that she was stoned, and she drove a car off the road with her baby brother in the backseat.
And killed him.
Killed the brother.
And she's never been able to deal with that. Now, her older sister's getting married, Rachel. And the problem with Rachel, Anne Hathaway's character is that she wants attention, even though she's got these problems. And I think that's basically the struggle of the movie is everyone tolerates her, even though they know she did something horrible to their family.
But we don't know that early on. It takes us a long time to find out what the problem is.
Well, she admits it at a rehab meeting, but 45 minutes into it.
Yeah, but we're kind of at the beginning, we're kind of like, why does everybody hate her? Because you think they'll be all happy, she's back for the wedding, but nobody really wants her there.
And you get the first sense of struggle when she fights for the maid of honor position and puts the friend out.
Which I don't know why, I guess she just wanted to feel accepted. Mm-hmm. Is this an acceptance movie? Is that what she's
I believe it is, yeah.
It's about forgiveness and acceptance and moving on.
Well, maybe she doesn't happen. Like, do we think it happens?
I'm not entirely certain it does.
Like,
I think by the end it might, like, it starts, they start accepting her, but, and forgive her, but not entirely.
I think they're trying more. Yeah. I think they're trying to make
an
effort.
I mean, aside from the father.
Oh, he accepts her, no
problem.
Who just
loves her unconditionally, everybody else is struggling with it, so.
Yeah, and her mother just is done with her.
Yeah.
She boots her away. So I thought this movie was very interesting. I think it's... one of the more real-life movies we've seen. This is what addicts must go through.
Yeah. Good. And surprisingly, Anne Hathaway turns out to be very good.
Yeah, I think her acting's much improved. Every time I see her, I'm like, wow, she's getting better and better.
And she can sing.
She can sing.
Yes, we found that out.
Next movie on our list. Oh, so what, we all like that, right?
I think
thumbs
we all
up here.
It.
Okay.
Definite thumbs up.
Next movie on our list is The Changeling, directed by Clint Eastwood. Who everybody knows, and stars Angelina Jolie, John Malkovich, and Colm Feore. And the script is written by J. Michael Straczynski.
I didn't know that.
Yeah I saw that.
Babylon 5 writer of Amazing Spider-Man and various other comic books.
Wow, so he can actually write something good?
Yeah.
These comic books put me to sleep. They're too wordy. Mm.
Some of his comics are okay. His early Amazing Spider-Mans were good, but...
Oh, were they?
What about the John Romita Jr. stuff?
That Rising Star stuff, any good?
I never cared for that stuff, yeah.
So what do we think of this movie? Oh, it was very dark.
It was very dark.
And it's based on a true story, too, which is a surprise to crap to me that this would happen.
Yeah, I did a little internet research on that one as I was watching it.
And?
I mean, it's all based on true stories.
Right. And you said, what'd you discover? Anything they left out that you thought should be in
there?
No.
No, not really.
So they touched on the major points then?
Yeah. For the most part, her son disappears and the police give her another boy who pretends to be
right, which is strange
her son.
That would be done.
The police wanted a resolution. They wanted a happy ending. And even though they, I think the kid who was pretending to be her son had heard about the case and wanted to be in California. Later on, he admits it because he wanted to meet Tom Mix, the cowboy.
Yes, that was it.
Yes.
So he pretends to be her son in order to get to Hollywood. And, it's clear, he's shorter than her son was. And, doesn't really look like him and so on, but she's adamant about it. And the police incarcerate her. They put her in the loony bin because she's making trouble for them. They wanted the case resolved, and she wasn't going to let it go.
Well, I mean, I have a child. I would definitely not let it be resolved. It wasn't
sure.
My kid. It made
Absolutely.
Total sense to me.
Yeah.
And he's uncircumcised.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I forgot. Right. Yes, the kid.
Yes,
sorry, our
right.
sound technician here was telling us the kid was uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Which a mother might know, if you circumcise
your
kid.
Yeah, you think
kid.
So. Yeah.
I thought this movie was a little slower than it should have been, but they're working with, I find true stories tend to be a little slow for me.
I found it interesting in the true crime aspects of it and following the case of that farm. And that's probably one of the most infamous California murder cases as well. When you look at Black Dahlia and then the pig farm murders, it's pretty nasty. I mean, to think that we hear stories about these predators, and don't get in the car, your kids don't get in the car when guys offering candy and all that stuff. I mean, this is it. This is the boogeyman who started it all. This is the guy that offered kids candy and had a kid with him in the car.
Yeah, made sense, though.
Yeah, so creepy stuff. And, you never really resolved whether or not her son was dead or not, and she. I don't
Actually, they did. They found it out that he did die because of dental records. They went into that. I sort of. I think I saw
Where
that.
Did
in
you
there.
Read that?
Oh, really?
I didn't read
Google
it. I saw it like
stuff on
like,
the entrance.
Gathered it in the. I don't know. Maybe
they
definitely
no. They said they never found her. They don't know whatever happened. So she always believed he was alive somewhere. Because remember, they found that other kid that.
They found the friend, and they said, if not for him, I would have never escaped.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I changed my mind then.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Because they never found his remains. But then again, the guy was pretty thorough in disposing of a lot of them.
Yeah,
so who knows? So,
yeah.
This is a very dark movie, though, I thought.
But it was entertaining. I didn't have a problem with it.
It was entertaining. I thought Angelina Jolie did a really good job in it.
I like her as an actress, though. I find she does do a good job.
But the makeup she had made her look very stern, even though she was very tender towards her kid.
Yeah, and Clint Eastwood actually said he wanted Angelina for the part because he felt she had an old face.
Yeah.
That she looked like someone who was around in the 20s.
She does. Yeah. I have no issues with that.
Mm-hmm. And not only was it directed by J. Michael Straczynski, but Ron Howard was also involved in producers and Imagine Entertainment.
Clint Eastwood who directed it. So.
Whoops.
Not Ron Howard, thankfully.
No.
So, I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, me too.
Thumbs up.
Now, next movie, Woody Allen directed Vicky Cristina Barcelona, starring Scarlett Johansson, Oscar winner Penelope Cruz, supporting actress, Javier Bardem, Patricia Clarkson, and Kevin Dunn.
Who's Kevin Dunn?
I think he was the boyfriend.
That's the only person I could think of.
Yeah. Who came over from America.
Okay, I'm going to start this off. I hate Woody Allen movies.
Yeah.
I absolutely detest them. The only one I kind of liked is Mighty Aphrodite.
Yeah.
And I found this, I had exactly the same problem.
Yeah,
with this.
What I mean?
I'm so glad he wasn't in it. That was actually my saving grace.
What about his 1970s sex documentary that he did?
I didn't see that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Everything
You'd
you want
to
know about sex,
That's the
but
one.
Didn't want to ask.
Yeah.
You know what? The Woody Allen movies of the 70s are okay. This one, I'm glad that Woody Allen wasn't actually in it, and that he wasn't the narrator as well. The narrator was okay.
Wasn't Patricia Clarkson the narrator?
No, it was a man.
I can't remember. Yeah. I saw this a while ago.
So, the plot of the movie is these two American girls go to Spain, and while they're in Spain, they meet Javier Bardem, who's an artist, and he wants to seduce them both. And in some ways, he does seduce them both.
He absolutely does.
And one of them, played by Scarlett Johansson, actually goes to bed with him and has a relationship with him. and lives with him while his former wife, I guess, comes back into the picture. And she's a fiery, passionate Spanish painter as well. And she tried to kill herself. And I don't know. I mean, I thought this was okay.
Really?
I mean, it didn't...
I thought the story was boring.
I didn't find it painful.
Well,
it was
kind of
boring, but, you know...
Painfully boring. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Who cares? Other than seeing Scarlett Johansson bounce around, the only part I enjoyed the whole flick.
Yeah, and the other girl was attractive, too.
She was attractive, too. But that was it. I just felt it flat.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was okay. I was surprised that Penelope Cruz won Supporting Actress for
I think we're all shocked. Here you go. You can have this.
Yeah.
Like, ditching Amy Adams? Like, hello?
Yeah. I thought that was a bit of a throwaway. And Bob?
I totally didn't dislike it, but I thought it was...
Mediocre.
Mediocre. That's the word I was groping for.
So marginal on the thumbs down side.
That would be it.
Okay. I'm flushing it. I'm not even giving it anything.
All
right. I'm abstaining from voting.
Yeah, so the next one on our list is Revolutionary Road, directed by Sam Mendes, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, Michael Shannon, and Kathy Bates. Michael Shannon was the Best Supporting Actor nominee.
Which would have been, I got to admit, if it wasn't for Heath Ledger, I think this guy would have won this award.
I disagree.
Who do you like better? Other than Heath, take Heath out.
I don't know. Everybody else. You I can't even think of who else was on
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, I would have given it to.
That's who I would have. That's who I would have gone for as well.
I think he already has one, though. I already like.
So what?
Can he have more?
Yeah, he can.
It's supposed to be.
Is this not the most depressing movie you've seen in a long time?
You know, this was a great looking film starring two great young actors. I thought Leo was very good, and I think he gets overlooked all the time because he's Leo.
But he plays the same character in every movie.
He's so good, though.
He's excellent playing the same character.
He was good in Blood Diamond, and it was a different character.
Okay, I hated Blood Diamond.
Okay.
But again, he was fun. I just didn't like the movie. I don't have any issue with the acting in Blood Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like it. Again, I find Leo just plays the same schlep.
Yeah, I disagree. I thought he was playing his part, and he was doing it well in this movie.
I thought he was really good at it, too. I thought the entire movie was intense.
Take that.
Well, what did you guys think of Winslet then?
Winslet was
the same. She was like they both worked well together, and the whole thing was intense. But they worked really well. They have the same chemistry that they had back.
There's
in Titanic.
There's a moment in that movie when she turns to him and says, "I never loved you." You know.
Oh yeah.
You were just this long speech, and it's just you watch the look on his face. It's like, you know, they're fighting for the sake of fight. I mean, couples fight, things happen, but. She just wounds him, and you can see, you can literally see it as if she stuck a knife in his heart and dragged it across his intestines and whatever else. But it was nasty.
Do you guys think Winslet's character would have gone to the ends that she did if they've gone to Europe like they wanted to? She wanted to?
I mean, she's passionate again, excited about life when they have the European plan.
Yeah,
and then he gets a better job offer, and that pretty much kills it. But the lengths that she goes to with the coat hanger, I don't know.
Like, that's what I was wondering.
That seems a bit much.
Well, she was that depressed. She didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
She wanted out.
Yeah. Well, she got out. I mean, and you've got to wonder what happened to the family and the kids after that.
Well, that discusses. Yeah. He's always there for his kids and he's having a good time and just... Mm-hmm. But this movie just depressed me. If life and gets that depressing, like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think it's basically looking at compromising your dreams for the sake of family and love and everything else to the point where you lose track of who you are.
I think that's exactly what happened
and,
to this character.
I think
that was
a really sad kind of film.
Was she destined to die then?
Was she destined to die? No.
From the movie. The way it portrays it, that she's getting depressed or sinking deeper, deeper into depression.
I guess so. I think she's just bored with family life in suburban Connecticut and wanted something else.
I guess so, but it's just, wow.
So.
But, since you didn't really like Michael Shannon that much in this film.
He was okay. I just found he was kind of like the nut job that came in.
But he told you it was real. Like what he said, related to the couple.
I found it to be pretentious and overdone.
Well,
like
people,
a lot of the book.
But don't people need that? Wait, you've read the book?
No, I know people who've read the book who've mentioned it, yeah.
Like, but don't you find he was the only real person in the book?
I think it was the author's voice trying to say, you people, there's something wrong with you people. And
well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think he was trying to somehow interject, the author was trying to interject his own opinions on their existence into the story, and I just found it just seemed like...
Trife?
Yeah, something like that. It was just, I don't know,
okay.
Out of place.
I'm just asking.
Bob?
I'm still waiting. Hello?
What? No, I already said
okay.
My opinion on it.
So,
I thought it was a good one. I give it thumbs up.
Yeah, you have to be in the right mood for this movie, but I would give it a thumbs up.
I don't know what mood you could ever be in for this movie. I give it a thumbs in the middle.
Now, next film I know you're going to love, Simon, is Doubt, which had a lot of acting nominees. It was directed by John Patrick Shanley, and I was surprised this wasn't a Best Picture, but Philip Seymour Hoffman got a nod, Amy Adams got a nod, Meryl Streep got a nod, Viola Davis got a nod, and not a single one of them won. So,
because it wasn't that good a movie.
And
excuse me?
The plot of the film was 1950s, Catholic school, nuns and a priest. The head nun doesn't like the priest. He thinks he's young and he's got ideas. He's too friendly with some of the students, and she suspects that he has begun to have an inappropriate relationship with a student who's the only black student at their school. And so she approaches the mother, and the mother, in a very strange speech, basically says, "So what if that's the case? My son, I think my son is gay. I think he may be responding to the teacher in that way. But so what do I care? He's nice to my son."
Yeah.
And he's getting into another school, high school in June or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a very weird speech.
That was an odd... And of course, Meryl Streep is just floored because she can't believe that a mother would, in a sense, whore her son out to the point where he would just to get him into a better high school. But, you know, I guess when you're poor or you're struggling, it changes it, so...
I thought this was the first film I'd seen with Meryl Streep that she actually looked as old as she is.
Yeah.
They made her look like that old,
I thought
crazy
nun. She was great.
I'm not saying I had any
loved
issues
her performance
with
in it.
The
yeah.
acting. I just, maybe it was the story matter. Maybe I thought it was a little dull.
Well,
it was never dull.
The movie was about doubt, right? So Meryl Streep is convinced that Hoffman...
But
didn't do it.
You can't be convinced at any time because there's always a creation of doubt from the Hoffman character creates it.
Right.
And Amy Adams is fencing. So
right.
All three characters, none of them are on the same page, so you can't be convinced. You have to make up your own decision.
Right. And in the end, I think the audience has doubts of whether or not he did or didn't.
I don't think he did.
He did either. That's like I was in doubt up till
but
a certain
why
point,
did he run?
And then
why didn't he stand behind it? Where she said that she manufactured evidence and he ran. Right?
I think he just had enough of her. Cause it's not like he just.
I think he was forced out. Is what I think because like
right.
he had enough of.
Meryl Streep.
Right.
And he said, that's enough, and I can't take this, and you're forcing me out anyway. I might as well go to another school.
Because my whole argument is he got promoted in the end. So
it says he got promoted, but he also wanted out because he couldn't work with this woman anymore.
Well, maybe
right.
that was it. Maybe it was just easier for him to leave and move out that way.
But I found all four, including Viola Davis, all the performances were really... Bang on, they were very...
I agree with you guys there. I just didn't like this movie.
And
I guess it's because of the topic, maybe.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
I don't like...
And,
you know,
I went to...
Because I've got another friend who didn't like the topic.
And it was a troublesome topic, but I still found it interesting. I found it was probably one of the best of the movies. I was surprised it didn't make it onto that Best Picture list. So
I was surprised as well.
Why? What
it's
should it beat on
because
the
of the performances.
List?
They were
what
powerful.
What should it beat on
the Reader.
The Reader was an excellent movie.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that.
Okay. I'm not going to agree on this. I'm going to put thumbs in the middle because I didn't like it.
Okay.
But I can see why people loved it. I thought the performances were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Amy Adams was okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think she had a lot to work with.
She was lighthearted and troubled. She had, you know, I think it was confusing for her.
Yeah, I agree.
It was intended to be confusing for her.
It wasn't a really good showcase
for her.
So
you're giving it a thumbs what?
Yeah.
I'll give it a thumbs in the middle.
And Kevin?
I give a thumbs up.
I give it a definite thumbs up, and if you find it in the video store, buy it. Because I am.
I don't know if I'll buy it, but...
Well, I'm going to. Whatever. If it comes out in the video store, rent it, but I'm going to buy it. So.
Okay. Now, next on our list of Oscar-nominated films is The Wrestler, directed by Darren Aronofsky, starring Mickey Rourke, Evan Rachel Wood, Marissa Tomei, Ernest the Cat Miller, a former wrestler. And Mickey Rourke was nominated Best Actor for this movie, and Miss Marissa Tomei Best Supporting Actress. Bob, what did you think of The Wrestler?
As a whole, I'm going to give it a thumbs down, although Marissa Tomei, I found both Marissa Tomei and Evan Rachel Wood did a good job. Mickey Rourke, it's supposed to be a comeback for him, but I just found it boring, because I guess, like, I've watched professional wrestling, quote-unquote, and he's taking off of several older wrestlers, for instance, superstar Billy Graham, Jake the Snake Roberts, Randy Savage, whatever.
A movie.
No, I know, but I know it's a movie, but I didn't...
Every movie's a take on something else.
Yes, I know.
For the most part.
Okay. I changed my mind.
No, I'm not telling you to change your mind. I'm just saying. I mean, Mickey Rourke was kind of dull. Are you on crack? What are you smoking over there? Can I have some? Because I obviously missed this part. I thought this movie was excellent. It didn't blow me away. I mean, Mr. Tobin May is like fully naked. That alone wins. When she's in the bar shaking, I'm like, you win. I'm watching this whole movie. See, there's more scenes like that. He's an out-of-work wrestler. This is what happens to wrestlers, Bob. We see them on the circuit.
I know.
Getting $10 at Galleria Mall and wrestling in a ring for, what, $100?
Yeah. Because
they have nothing else to do with their life. This is basically real life for wrestlers. If you don't make it big and invest your money wisely, you become this.
Yeah. It was sad. I mean, I definitely see them on the circuit at conventions and things like that, trying to get their money from autographs. Virgil comes to mind
exactly, Virgil.
I'm just saying I've seen it better done, like as the documentary Wrestling with Shadows. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but you didn't say that though.
Well, I thought it was interesting when you tried to make a go of it outside of wrestling.
He did try, but I mean, I don't think the deli counter was the best spot for him.
No,
maybe Stock Boy or something.
Guy. I thought he was very good. I don't know if I would have given him Best Actor, and they didn't. So.
Well, I agree with him. I don't think he should have won Best Actor. I thought he was good. Did you guys like the end of this movie?
Well, he basically goes off to kill himself.
We presume, but we don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit over the top. But it was okay.
It's wrestling, though.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be over
the
top?
He went over the top.
But, I mean, it takes it to that limit because it wants you to...
I thought it was okay.
I think if he dies at the end, you don't like this movie as much. Like, it wants you to think about it.
But you presume that he does.
But how can you presume that?
Because he didn't take his medication. He was...
But he could have lived. Marissa Tomei's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do we want him to get the girl in the end? Are we hoping for that?
Yeah. Right, but even so, she could never stay with him because he wasn't going to give up being a wrestler.
Well,
maybe
she
needed him to.
But that was too late, though. I mean, maybe she finally came around to it too late.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And back to Bob's point, he is going to WrestleMania 25, so they must have liked him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he's changed his mind several times. He's waffled on that, whether he's actually going there or not.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I think this is a solid movie. I'm not saying anybody should have won. I did pick Marissa Tomei should have won Best Supporting Actress, I thought, more than Penelope Cruz. That's just a personal opinion. I know you guys liked Amy Adams. I thought it was a decent movie. I really liked it.
Yeah, no, I agree
with
you.
I've liked Marissa Tomei ever since My Cousin Vinny, so I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm sorry.
I thought this was a decent date movie. If you don't get any action later on, at least you got some during the movie.
Okay, there you go. So on that note, we'll move on to the next movie on our picture, which was The Visitor, directed by Thomas McCarthy, starring Richard Jenkins, Haz Sliman, Richard Kind. What'd you guys think?
Thought it was okay.
Oh, sorry.
Now, you know, maybe I'll give a little synopsis first of what it was about.
Yeah, I think
about.
You have
it's
to.
It's basically Richard Jenkins is a university professor who hasn't written anything for a while. He's not a very good professor, and he better produce a new book or he's going to lose his teaching job. So
people say smart people? Yeah. Is this the same movie?
Sort of very similar, yeah. So he goes to his apartment in the city, and he goes into the apartment, and he finds a young couple that are living there. He's a musician from the Sudan, and this is his girlfriend.
Yeah, you're right.
And she's a jewelry manufacturer or something like that.
Vendor.
Anyway, someone basically gave the keys to his apartment to this couple and sublet his apartment without his consent. But he feels bad for them because he doesn't want to just go out into the streets, so he allows them to come back and stay with him.
And he's lonely, though. His wife died. He's very lonely, so this gives him somebody to talk to.
And he wants to learn a musical instrument, and one of the whole things is him trying to learn piano at the beginning.
Which is not working out for him.
So he starts taking drumming lessons from the young guy, and they become friends. And then he gets arrested.
For what? I still never quite figured that out.
For immigration violations.
But how would they know that? The guy's in the subway.
Oh, well, he goes through and for some reason he jumps the turnstile, even though he had paid.
Yeah.
And the police, he wouldn't listen to the Richard Jenkins' explanation. So he's arrested, and upon review of his records, they found out that he was living there illegally.
Okay, I must have missed that.
And then
okay.
he was placed out for deportation. And his mother, who was also living illegally in Detroit, comes to New York City and...
Syria. He's from Syria.
Yeah, something like that.
He's from Sudan.
Syria. Maybe the girlfriend was from the Sudan. Anyway, they try to fight it, but it's, you know... What's interesting, it shows what, you know, the immigration proceedings are like if you're there illegally. You know, they move them around a lot. They can deport them at any given time. Doesn't matter how many lawyers you've hired or what's going on. There's, you know, different things each time.
But the argument is they're not American citizens, so do they have a right to
be
there?
Well, I think that was one of my flaws with the film was that in reality they were living there illegally.
Yeah.
And somebody screwed up. I mean, in this case, the mother forgot to give him some paperwork.
Yeah, that he might have got his stay extended. So basically the mother screws up to screw her son to get back and just never told him.
Yeah.
My problem with this movie is it's okay, but...
Richard Jenkins is very good.
Did he deserve a nod, though, over Clint Eastwood for Gran Torino?
I'd say no.
No.
Well, that's what I mean. Again, I think Richard Jenkins was a very weak nod, so was the Marissa Leo nod.
Yeah.
We're both very weak nods. I mean, if you're looking at them, like, they're not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why. Somebody just enjoyed this movie and pushed it.
Yeah.
Might be a weak nod, but he's getting more and more work because I keep seeing him turn up in other things.
No, because you know who he is now, I think. Yeah. His Step Brothers. He's been around forever.
He was also in Burn After Reading, Tale of Despero. I
mean, he's always worked.
Did you like the film, Bob, or what do you think of the Visitor?
The Visitor? I thought it was okay. Like, I wouldn't go out and buy it, but...
come on, Bob.
I thought it was okay.
Okay.
I give it a marginal thumbs up then.
Now, how about the next movie on our list, which is The Reader, directed by Stephen Daldry, starring Kate Winslet and Ralph Fiennes. And this was the movie they say pushed Dark Knight out of a lot of the competition and the acting.
I guess.
The Best Picture
they
Awards.
Do. And I really like the second half of this movie.
You like the second half of
this
movie?
I thought the first hour took way too long to get to what they wanted to tell.
Yeah. Bob didn't see it, so it's just you and I reviewing this one.
That's
so basically the plot of the movie is that Ralph Fiennes is looking back on his life, and there was an important woman that he met when he was a teenager, and that was she worked on the bus with him.
She did.
And he had a kind of a crush on her and followed her home. And anyway, for whatever reason, they end up having a sort of a sexual relationship.
She was lonely again.
She's lonely. He's like 15 or 16. You know, this is his first love and so on. She's maybe, you know, 28, 29. She gets a better job and then disappears. And he can never figure out what happened to her. Now, later on, he's in college and he's studying law. And he's looking particularly at laws related to the Holocaust and the Nazis. War criminals, things like that. And one of the trials his professor makes him go to, he finds the woman he loved has been arrested, and turns out she was a concentration camp guard.
Yeah, you're good.
Watching over some Jewish prisoners. And one of the atrocities that were committed under her care were that a number of people were locked in a church and burned alive. Not intentionally, but there was a fire and whatever else. But there were numerous other atrocities committed on the prisoners. Now, she felt that she was in charge of them and responsible for them in some sense. And we also learn there's a loophole. She almost could get away because there was documents that had her signature on it that it turns out she could never have understood because she could not read.
That's right.
And then the movie turns into something completely different. She's in prison for war crimes committed basically because she signed a document that she had no idea what was on it.
And she took the thing, which she never said she couldn't read, which was kind of weird. Was she embarrassed because of
that? She was embarrassed over the fact that she was unable illiterate. To read. And so Ray Fiennes, I guess for whatever reason, he decides when his own wife leaves him later on, he's got a kid, he decides to send her tapes of him reading books. Because he used to read to her when he was a kid. And along the way, she decides to start reading by following the words in the book as the tape is playing. So she learns how to recognize certain letters and patterns and words and to the point where she can actually read.
So I don't know. I like this movie. I
mean, it ends up being... It's an odd movie because you really think, well, it's a movie about the Holocaust. And it isn't at all. It's actually a movie about illiteracy and, hard lessons learned. So, I mean, I thought the cast was very good. I mean, well, we see a lot of Kate Winslet in this movie.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, surprising. Gutsy, I'd actually...
No, she showed a lot in Little Children. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
No, they're there, too.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Bob. We're almost done this one. I thought it was okay.
For our listening audience, it was long
and kind of dull.
It was very dull, but I really enjoyed the second half. I actually woke up and went, wow, this has gotten better.
I think part of it is Ray Fiennes made it a little bit more interesting because the first half is a kid.
The first half is dull. I don't know why he didn't hook up with that blonde that liked him as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. She was
like, she looked pretty good, and he's like, eh. I like this movie. It's basically Ray Fiennes' story. It's not really her story. It's more his story.
Well, yeah, it is. It is. But it's also showing the... illiteracy. And
now, did you expect her to kill herself at the end of this movie?
No.
I couldn't see that coming because I thought they were going to, I'm not saying hook up, he's going to put her in a home, he found her a job, he found her an apartment.
Yeah, I think it was along the lines of what did he expect out of her?
Yeah.
And she was institutionalized. It was like Shawshank Redemption, the Birdman.
Exactly.
He had no idea what to do in the outside world.
No.
And just couldn't handle it. So.
No, exactly. It's a very similar idea.
All right, so
thumbs up,
but you got. I'd say you got to be in the right mood for this one.
I think you should go back to back. Revolutionary Road and this, and a 2-4 pack of KFC.
Depression Alley.
And then get a good Coke and have a big nap afterwards.
Now, even though it was directed by Ron Howard, Frost Nixon is not bad. It stars Frank Langella, Kevin Bacon, Michael Sheen, Oliver Platt, Sam Rockwell, and Clint Howard. Can't have
like,
a Ron Howard
movie. I'm confused that you're saying Ron Howard is a good director, but I like him.
But surprising film. What did you guys think of Frost Nixon?
I didn't like it as much as you, obviously.
I liked it a lot.
I thought he was great as Nixon, but I thought it was a lot of contrived. You know that. I was reading a little bit more about this. They're saying some of the stuff didn't happen, but they had to make it look good for the movie, the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Cheeseburgers. I love cheeseburgers.
I love those cheeseburgers. I thought the movie was dull. Really dull. I really thought this was the weakest of the best pictures.
Oh, I
thought
Doubt
should have been there over this.
I disagree. I thought this should be there. I was perfectly happy with it being there. In fact, I thought Frank Langella should have won Best Actor, I thought, for this movie.
Over Penn as Melk?
Yeah.
I totally disagree.
We'll get to Penn.
I know,
milk
we'll get there, but I could see the point, though. I think the award, if he didn't win at Langella should have been my second choice. Because everybody was going about Mickey Rourke. I'm like, he wasn't that good.
No.
Like, there was no challenge there. He was just playing a down-and-out guy. That's his life.
You're repeating yourself now.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, I thought the Kevin Bacon character was eh.
He was protective of the president.
I thought the only good guy was that crazy guy. I mean, that was Sam Rockwell that worked for...
Oh, Sam Rockwell was great.
And Rockwell I love.
And the guy that played... Michael Klein. Sheen, who is that his name? The guy that played David Frost.
He was good.
You know, he was the werewolf leader in those Underworld movies.
Is that him?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Oh my God, it is him. Yeah. I just watched Underworld: Rise of the Lycans. You're right. It is him. Oh my God. Yeah, I thought the movie was okay. It just didn't blow me away.
The barbs and back and forth and catching Nixon. And,
I see. I only like the end. I only like the third interview. I thought the first two stunk.
I don't particularly like Ron Howard's films. I'm not.
I find them all very family oriented.
Aside from maybe Apollo 13.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man's a big snooze, Bob.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the movie, but.
Dangerous
Mind was okay.
Yeah, anyway. So.
Oh, just on a side note, which we're going to get to later. Whatever happened to Jennifer Connelly's face? Like, she's gotten uglier and older every year.
Hmm.
I just saw...
He's just not of that age.
Where did that come from?
Beautiful Mind she's in.
Oh, okay.
Sidebar,
sorry. Yeah, all I'm going to go through this quick. It was okay.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Eric, go.
Okay, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. I enjoyed it as well. I was actually... Well, okay. 1974, when this was going on, like before...
Bob
I
had
wasn't
a beard.
Not yet. I was, what, 12? So I was actually there listening at the point, but I wasn't paying attention as much as I... So it's a bit of a history lesson for me.
Ah, sir, Dad, learned a lot.
Because I wasn't paying attention at the
pictures.
Time because I didn't care. But now, it sort of makes sense. Like, what the interviews were about. So I'm going to have to say I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it a thumbs
up. You're allowed to like it, Bob.
Am I... Oh, that's a shock.
We really like you, Bob.
You like me. We really like me. Sally Field.
Yeah.
Okay.
next movie on our list is Curious Case of Benjamin Button, directed by David Fincher, starring Brad Pitt, Tilda Swinton, Cate Blanchett, Julia Ormond, Elias Koteas, Canadian actor, Taraji Henson.
Come on, he was in Crash.
Yep.
That was an afternoon I want
great
back.
Movie. Yeah.
Give me that
so, that's the, sort of the same way I feel after watching Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, this movie
boring.
Was so long, so boring, and who cares?
It's like the Forrest Gump of boring movies.
Pretty much. Bob?
Me? Yeah. What?
And we know you liked it. So
I did like it. I saw it and I liked it. I saw it twice.
Bought two boxes of popcorn
Pop. You both know it, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's based on the short story by F. Scott Fitzgerald,
which has very little to do with the actual.
But they had to expand on it because it was a short story.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I've never seen that done before, where they age someone backwards. So,
who cares?
You don't, obviously.
Tell a story. Mm-hmm. Tell something that's going to interest me. Is Brad Pitt not the most boring lead actor continuously in movies?
Mm-hmm.
Like
no. Burn After Reading. He played a different type of character. He was pretty good in that one.
Oh, there's another boring movie. He was only good in Fight Club because Edward Norton said, okay, you're going to say this and do it this way, and I'm going to run with this movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to Fincher? Fight Club to this?
Yeah.
It's like Forrest Gump.
It's like he wanted an Academy Award, so he pandered
and which he didn't get. Which I'm glad to see.
Yeah.
So he doesn't deserve it for this. So this is just a movie. Like, Doubt was better than this. Gran Torino was better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's been batting the bad pit. The royalty, we need him at the Oscars. We're going to have to nominate his three-hour movie that puts everybody to sleep because it's boring.
Yeah.
Thumbs down.
So thumbs up.
Marginal. So we're all across the board on this one. So basically our reviews have negated each other. Right?
Yeah, sure, whatever you want to say. I used to watch this, Revolutionary Road, and The Reader.
Those are long movies.
Well, see, I was reading an article, Entertainment Weekly, of course, we all know I love Entertainment Weekly, and they added up if you wanted to see the 25 Oscar movies, it was like 2 days and something.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, I think
that's
those
much time
of
my
two
life.
2 days of our life
yeah,
we lost.
Pretty much. Okay.
All right, we're almost done. Smilk, directed by Gus Van Sant, stars Michael or Sean Penn, James Franco, Allison. Is that
Pill? Pill. Canadian actress.
Emile Hirsch, the speed racer. Josh Brolin, Victor Garber, Lucas Grabeel from High School Musical. That's a nice. That's a Bob insertion.
There's a Bob insertion right there.
Yeah. I went to that guy anyway. It was Sharpay's brother.
Oh, I know who he was.
Wow, Milk. You know, Milk reminds me of Tropic Thunder.
How?
No.
Okay. In Tropic Thunder, when they're talking about going the full retard and how Sean Penn didn't win an Academy Award for I Am Sam because he went full retard.
Right.
I think he went full retard in this movie, and I think he won an Academy Award for it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think he went so over the top in his performance of Milk that it was alienating. And knowing Sean Penn's personal views about the topic, I think it was entirely to win an Academy Award. And it ruined the performance and the movie for me.
Are you on crack?
No.
Do I have to attack you like I don't attack Bob in these podcasts?
No.
Are you crazy? It was amazing. He had me convinced he was Harvey Milk right off the beginning. No. He told a great story. The guy needed gay rights. They're still going through that today from when Harvey Milk started.
And Josh Brolin, useless. You know, that
it's Josh Brolin.
Boring.
He's always useless. He's always, I'm Josh Brolin. I'm going to play a white Family Guy. Like, even in No Country for Old Men, he wasn't.
You know, the only person I thought was any good was James Franco.
James Franco was always excellent, though.
He's good.
But
you were telling me you didn't like this? I thought it was a great movie. I enjoyed it immensely.
I did not care for this movie at all.
You're on crack. No. You're on complete and utter crack.
I was sharing the
You're
crack.
You're the guy that liked Doubt, so why am I even arguing
with you? Hey, I like Doubt, too.
You
so.
Shut
no.
up, no. You're
hey.
On the list.
No, I'm but going to I, say something. I'm going right. to say, well, actually, I'm going to agree with you. Because okay, at the end of the this
Can't
movie, I was sitting in the theater, and everybody in the theater went yay, they clapped. So
See?
This was a really good movie.
Maybe, Kevin, you're not.
Although
in touch with your other
there's
side.
Only one problem.
They were all gay men.
Yeah, no. Well, I read an article before seeing this movie that James Franco did. He said he really respects Sean Penn as an actor. They he loves Sean Penn like he loves Sean Penn like not.
Oh, we know he loves Sean
okay.
Penn.
Now, there's the he says, we had to film this scene where they had to kiss each other. Okay, I'm great. Now, I'm not, okay. Anyway, I saw the article, I thought, okay, I can watch this. I got to the scene, I was going, ah!
It didn't bug me a bit. Did it bug
you? That made no sense. What did you just
Why?
Say?
That's your point. Article.
It's not important.
Gay kissing. Jay Franco couldn't handle it, and I couldn't handle it. Okay, great.
No, James From Franco could handle it because he said he had to film the kissing scene with Sean Penn. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, this is good.
It's called cash.
I know.
Yeah.
He says, then they're professional actors. They get paid to do this. Mm-hmm. Me, right. however, watching this movie.
So you're telling me if somebody offers you $100,000 cash.
To kiss you?
Not to kiss Kevin. Not me to kiss Kevin.
No. I'm not kissing anyone.
And so I'll tell that to your girlfriend next to my series.
Actually, she's
anyone.
Yeah, she'd be
she's
fine with
She's pretty much
it.
In agreement with me.
Don't kiss me anymore.
It's all the hair.
She wants him to go back to 1973.
Yeah.
It's all the hair.
I thought this movie was excellent, Kevin. So you're saying that he shouldn't have got a nod for this?
No, he was good. But to me, it was Sean Penn immersing himself, doing his character actor bit. And being he loathed the material. He did not agree with it. Sean Penn is a homophobe.
I get you that. Know, but you're conveying this to Ben Stiller, who played a
it's,
retard.
It's like getting Adolf Hitler to play a guy that loves
Jews.
Jews.
So
yeah,
Schindler. Just, getting Hitler to play Schindler.
And Hitler to play Schindler just doesn't work. It's not. I mean, even though he's come forward and he said subsequently he thinks that things should change. Not. I just thought it was like. It was to me, it was an act, and it took out the movie.
Well, Gus Van Sant's gay, isn't he?
What?
Gus Van Sant's gay, the director?
What?
I have no idea.
Well, I thought Gus Van Sant's gay, so that's what I was just presuming. If you know, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm disagreeing with you. I enjoyed this movie immensely. And Allison Pill, fine Canadian actress, showed up for 30 seconds.
She was in more than that. She was
the
campaign
manager.
She came into the office to start working with them.
Victor Garber's a fine Canadian actor.
I know. I just promoted our Canadian
actors. He was the mayor of San Francisco, who was also murdered when Milk was assassinated.
Right.
Because he fired that crazy white guy.
Yeah.
You needed to go.
Josh Brolin, who didn't deserve a nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
No, they just felt bad.
All right, last movie, finally. Oh,
before we get there, I just want to say Milk did win Best Original Screenplay, too.
Yeah.
So,
that's, take that. I thought that was going to be the nod.
And that was that it. And then
that was it.
Lost.
Yeah. So, anyway, Slumdog Millionaire, directed by Danny Boyle, the big winner, starring Dev Patel, Frida Pinto, and some other people.
Of the Indian community.
Yeah. So this was the picture to beat, and nobody did.
Oh, come on! Did we? Anybody think this was going to be beaten? Did you watch the other ones? What do you think would it be?
You know what? I did pick this for a Best Picture, but it's so not a Best Picture movie.
But we've discussed this. Best Pictures have changed.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what
in
I mean?
In the post Lord of the Rings era.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Lord of the Rings changed.
Batman should have won then.
Yeah, but Batman didn't get nominated.
Anyway, no, I know. I just found I thought
might
the movie
have been, got it might have been
the movie
one
was
of
okay, but I just it didn't strike me as being.
But people enjoyed it. It was a fun movie. Everything else depressed the crap out of you.
Yeah, that's a big problem with.
But
the
But I do
this
have
year,
one
yeah.
problem with Dev Patel, the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
God, he was horrible.
Yeah.
I've never seen a guy trying to act, and I just want to go, please stop. Get that kid back that was on the train. I liked him.
Yeah.
I like when they're taking the people around the temple of Mumbai or whatever they were.
Mumbai.
I like when he fell in the feces. I thought that was funny.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought there was so many funny bits in this, and it all came mm-hmm. together nicely. But I love when they're doing the tour of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
And they're just making crap up, which just cracked me up.
She died in a traffic accident. It says here she died in childbirth. It was on the way to the hospital, ma'am. You know, come on.
I just thought this was stuff. Great. I just thought this had some funny bits in it the whole time.
I mean, I liked it. I don't not recommend it, but you know, some of the stuff is kind of gross. The kid falling into the pile of crap.
I thought that was the best, and he gets the autograph.
Yeah,
I thought that was hysterical. Him well, getting
as autograph fans, you guys love that.
No, we thought that was great. But I, his buddy,
I get the feeling that some people you know would go to that extent.
Yeah.
I agree. I just thought this was a fun movie. It's enjoyable.
I thought so. It was fun too. I actually enjoyed it so much. I went to see it a second time.
There you go. Two thumbs up.
Everybody loved it. See? That's why it won. We all agree. And the chick is pretty cute. Frida Pinto?
Yeah, she's
and
very attractive.
She's in the next Woody Allen movie we're going to have to review. We can't wait for that.
Oh, joy. So, hey, Oscar ceremony. Yes. What do you think?
I'm still mixed. I've thought about it. Yeah. We're going to discuss this.
Hugh Jackman?
I thought he did a good job.
Him and
Anne Hathaway did a good job in their Frost Nixon duet.
Was that real or fake?
Oh, it was planned.
That's what I thought. I was wondering, because I haven't read anything if it was planned or not.
Yeah. I thought he did a great job as the host. I thought it was very good. I thought the whole show moved along very quickly.
Still 4 hours, though.
Well, something
you
can't avoid.
Good. Like
I like the idea of the five previous winners coming out.
That was kind of cool.
That
seeing
was
people
idea.
Yeah.
That I hadn't seen in a while. Like, wow.
Yeah.
The songs bit. I mean, Peter Gabriel flew all the way in to be there. He was going to perform his song, and then found out that he could only perform 30 seconds of it.
Yeah.
So he said, "Fuck that! I'm not doing that."
Yeah, I know. I thought that was kind of strange.
Yeah. So
but,
I mean.
I think, but I have a question. They did the whole tribute to musicals.
Yeah,
was that needed?
Yes,
they've always
I
done
thought
stuff
so.
Like that,
like, I okay, me liking musicals, as you know.
How many times have you seen Mamma Mia?
1, 2, 3, 5. Mm-hmm. And I was tempted to see it again last night because I have it. But however,
should watch Milk again.
I might.
So, do we want to see Hugh Jackman back?
Yes.
Do we want
yeah,
Chris
he was
Rock?
Definitely. He's a good.
Oh,
he's
better than Chris Rock.
He's good as rules.
I liked his like budget-conscious opening number.
Yes.
That was very
I
funny.
That was
yeah.
very funny.
And he ends with "I am Wolverine."
Yeah.
I thought that was good.
He will nod to his character coming up.
Yeah.
You know who I would like to do the opening that they'll never let do it? Ron White.
I'm not sure who that is.
Comedian.
You know the blue-collar comedians. He's very. You can't fix stupid. Is his big line. I'd love to see him do the opening monologue, and that's it, the five movies, and then get off. I don't want him to host the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe they should try different hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Not like they did on the Emmys, and they had all four, and they didn't have a script. Or just
I think
horrible.
Once you get a good host, you know, you burn them out over 2 or 3 years and then get a new one.
So Billy Crystal's going to come back and drive me nuts?
Get Hugh Jackman to do it again next year. If he's not very good, then you get someone else the following year.
What happened to Letterman? I enjoyed that
Letterman
show.
Oh, my God. That was the worst.
Right.
Oompa, 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 Oompa.
Okay.
It's kind of like Bob at the drive-thru. Cheeseburger, hamburger, cheeseburger, hamburger. I'll take both.
Nice.
Kind of worked. So that's like it. I don't have anything else.
Nothing more to say? Yes, there's one more thing to say.
I do. I have a couple announcements to make. I forgot.
Ooh, okay.
You guys have to remind me. Yeah, Bob came up with this idea. If you out there in our listening audience, give us a review on iTunes, and we'll review a movie of your choice on our show. And if you need to email us and tell us that Bob is the greatest intern, or we suck, or Kevin,
Bob sucks.
Bob sucks.
Kevin should quit.
Kevin should quit.
Bob should quit. We should all quit.
Please email us at twogeeksm2c@yahoo.com. And that's 2-T-W-O, not the number. And I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
I'm still Bob the intern.
And if they make it, Bob makes us review it.
That's right. Yeah, Simon makes us review it. Simon makes us watch it.
And Bob rents it.
I wanna roll with him, a heart that we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun.